So here's a quick story. I'm in my 20s. I just relocated, and in my 20s, I was in a rock band. I liked to party a lot, so I'm all hungover one day, and a bunch of us go to a desert. We're wandering around, running around, having a blast in a desert, and I buy this little jar of sand because for some reason I wanted sand from this desert. And believe it or not, this desert is right in Freeport, Maine. I couldn't believe it when I first moved here to Maine that there was a desert. I was like, what's going on, a desert in Freeport? This is weird, so we had to go. Anyway, it's kind of fun to check out. That's not one of the reasons why you're gonna live in Freeport, so keep watching the video. We got three great reasons. Anyway, I'm a realtor here in Maine, in Southern Maine, and if you are thinking of moving to Freeport or Southern Maine at all, please feel free to reach out. We'll get right back to you, and we'd love to work with you. We'd feel honored to work with you, and thanks for watching our channel as well. First on our list, and no order, is shopping and dining. You know, Freeport is obviously so well known for L.L. Bean, and I gotta admit, L.L. Bean's great. It's probably my favorite place in Freeport. We've done a video about that, so check out that video if you wanna learn more about L.L. Bean, or at least a few things about it, but it's a great store. But also, that downtown stretch of Freeport is really great because there's tons of outlets, there's great like dining, there's great restaurants, there's great things to see. It's a really awesome place to spend a day or a couple days just kind of cruising around and checking out Freeport. It's a ton of fun, and that is one great reason to live in Freeport. Number two reason to live in Freeport is outdoor recreation. Freeport is really known for the shops and all that stuff, but it is an oceanfront town. And Wolf's Neck is probably the most popular place to go to get out in the water. There's Wolf's Neck Woods State Park. There's a farm out there, which is really great. I brought my family there. You get to see all sorts of animals, and it's cool, like trails going through there, guided tours of the farm and Wolf's Neck. It's really, really awesome. And also a lot of like great educational programs out there too. So it's really just a fun place to go and be close to the ocean, on the ocean, get some great views and enjoy that area of Freeport. It's really nice. A couple of hidden gems, Winslow Park. There's a campground there, beautiful beach, stunning views of Casco Bay, all that kind of stuff. And obviously, whenever you have access to Casco Bay, there's tons of things to do, like boating, kayaking, fishing. You know, there's some great sailing clubs, you know, lobster boat tours, an island or two that you can catch ferries off of Freeport too. I think it's called Buston's Island is one that you can get a ferry there, which is really cool to do a couple day trips, you know, out there. So that's really, really awesome there. Before I move on, I wanted to say thank you for watching. And if you don't mind, hit subscribe, hit that little bell. You'll get notified. We put out episodes every week. And comment below. You know, YouTube likes it when people interact, so we'd love to hear from you. You know, what do you like about Freeport? Are there anything that we're missing? Anything you want to add? Anything you want to say good or bad about? We'd love to hear from you. And again, thank you so much for watching. And again, remember to hit subscribe. So last but not least, number three is, you know, community and lifestyle. You know, it's a tight-knit, welcoming community. There's great schools in Freeport. So, you know, a lot of people are drawn there. With all the shops and the business there, you know, a lot of locals work at, like, let's say, L.L. Bean, stuff like that. So, you know, you get a lot of people that's just kind of really part of the community, which is awesome. There's a great local art scene, like galleries and stuff downtown there. The Arts and Culture Alliance of Freeport is great, Freeport Performing Arts Center. So just a lot of great things in the community. There's a Freeport Music Festival, Pownall Scenic Walks, just a lot of great stuff when it comes to just kind of being part of the community. Again, one of the reasons I love L.L. Bean too is like they get involved in the community. They do a lot of stuff around the holidays. New Year's Eve, we like to go there with the kids to watch like the ball drop at like 8 p.m. instead of midnight. So that's really kind of cool. We also did a full video on L.L. Bean, so you can check that out. But also, hopefully this helped. Comment below, what's your favorite part about Freeport? I'd love to hear it. And remember, if you make Maine your home, you don't have to do it alone. Hey, hey, come here. Hey, YouTube thinks you're gonna like one of these videos. So click on it and let me know what you think. And remember, come back again soon, because we do a video every Friday.